answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
I remember coming in, I had my cup of tea and a bagel, and I sit down somewhere in the courtroom, and I look over, and I see, you know, Bruce Willis, who's not even working on the movie. He's sitting in the gallery. People were coming from everywhere. They start, and the coverage is on Jack Nicholson, and they do it from top to bottom, the entire scene. It required a 1,200-foot mag back in the days where we used film, and it literally went from end to end. And he knocked it out of the park. Not a slight hesitation, not something that, like an uncomfortable moment or trying to kind of tip your toe into the scene and kind of see if the water's fine. This guy went for it. He took a full-on Hank Aaron baseball swing and he knocked it out of the park. I'd never heard a set that quiet in my life. All of the oxygen had just been sucked out of the room and no one was moving. Rob Reiner said, okay, well, let's reload and then really quickly we'll go again. And Jack smiled and put his head down. And they did it again. And the scene was scheduled for 2 or 3 days of filming. And Rob Reiner said, well, it's never going to get any better than that. So we wrapped. Never seen it happen. And I've also never seen a gallery of cast and crew give an ovation. And it was to both of them. And so I was always very proud to be a part of that group of actors. Two of the biggest actors in the world were in the same movie, Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson. And Jack Nicholson gives a performance that's iconic and extraordinary. But any actor will tell you that Jack Nicholson can't give that performance if it wasn't for the performance that Tom Cruise was giving. It works together. And so the only time I ever saw actors on a day off come to work was the two of them squaring off for the "you can't handle the truth" scene.